Hello, everyone. Merry Christmas, happy holidays. Dodi Mitchell here with Laura Morante for our monthly channel, group channel. And today we're bringing in the beautiful energies of the season. We invite all of you to... Hi, Laura. How are you?
Hi, Dodi. How are you doing? Merry Christmas.
I'm really good. Thank you. Merry Christmas to you. We invite all of you, no matter what your holiday looks like today, whether you are spending a peaceful, quiet moment within your own space, or whether you have a crowded space with many friends or family, whatever it looks like for you, we invite you to take some time now. Make room for some spirit, some inspiration, and some love. So find your way to a comfortable space. We want to invite you also next week on the new year, on January 1st, 2016, at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, 1 at 1, we invite you to join us for a New Year's channel. So for now, find your way to a comfortable space and find a seat, clear away the clutter, take a nice deep breath, settle in, and let's begin by just a short meditation and visualization as we allow the energy to build. Take another deep breath in, bringing the breath all the way into the belly. And let it out slowly. And as the breath releases, release the shoulders, release the body. Release yourself into a comfortable state. And another deep breath in. Bring as much breath into the body as you can and bring it as deeply into the belly as possible. And let it all out, let it all go. Let everything that you've been carrying in this season just roll off the shoulders. And let the breath be easy and natural now, moving in and out in just the way the body moves it. And gently close your eyes or turn your gaze inward. Ride the breath. Bringing your awareness to the breath. Moving in and out. Bring your inner gaze. Draw the inner gaze up now to the place just above the brow in a very gentle upward gaze. And see here on this beautiful blank screen, see crystals beginning to form. Beautiful, intricate crystals. Shapes of all sizes and patterns. One intricate line connecting to another, connecting to another. Filled with light. Filled with a radiance. Just observe as a matrix of crystals begins to form. Beautiful soft light, reflecting. Beautiful energies reaching towards each other. Feel yourself just in the very center of all that's forming all around you. Intricately connected to every shape, every crystal strand, every line of energy, every glimmer of light. See all of that moving through you, all around you, light above you, light beneath you, light on each side of you, in front of you, and behind you. Feel your exquisite connection to all that is. Breathe it in. Breathe in the beautiful light of spirit. Allow yourself to go deeper into this connection, to begin to feel it in every cell of your body. Allow yourself to open, to experience, and to explore, to be in this state of open connectedness. As Laura brings forth the message from Spirit today, take a deep breath in, let it out, and let's begin. Thank you, Laura. Over to you.
Thank you, Dodie. That was beautiful. And I'm ready to go. So I'm going to just open up and ask for the message for the highest good today. December 24th, 2015. Thank you. It takes all kinds of energies to create this intricate earth plane experience. And you are an energy in this experience. And everyone you see, and everyone you know, and everyone you don't know, and everyone that exists now, or has ever existed on the earth, or whoever will exist on the earth, is a part of this earth plane experience right now. It's hard for the human being to fathom how this is all potentially working simultaneously, but it's true. And it's something that the current understanding of humanity is far from. So you want to bring this awareness into your truth. You want to allow yourself to recognize the limitless nature of the soul and the way that it moves through every animated individual in this earth plane experience. And I will not call it the human experience. I will not give the ego that to work with. I will remind you that this is an experience of the soul, that this earth plane itself is a part, yes, I say that, is a part of the soul, the soulful energy that we are all working with. Hear this, hear these words. Try to appreciate the expansive nature of this understanding of who you are. For it is in that appreciation that this awareness becomes truth, that this awareness becomes what assists you in maneuvering this human reality or this human experience. So you see, as long as you limit your point of view, as long as you see this as the human experience, you do not benefit fully from all of the plethora of energies that are available to you. And so you ask at this very special time of year what it is you can do to shift your experience, how you can make it better, how you can feel more fulfilled, how you can allow your purpose to define every moment going forward. You think in terms of time, you think in terms of years, you think in terms of this being an ending and a beginning. An end of one year and a beginning of another. You think in terms of the relative nature of the spirituality of this time of year. And you think, this is a time to work with my soul. This is a time that is specifically for honoring that spiritual aspect of who we are, regardless of how that is done, regardless of how the individual takes that upon itself. This is that time of year. That's what we've created in our mind. Do you see that? That somehow we feel it's important to stress our connection to the divine on certain days of the year, to boast our beliefs, if you will, as to what we think we know about who we are beyond this physical body. So let's think about how that's working for us. Let's think about what it is we want to create in this new year and how we think we're going to do that. Well, what is creation? Let's start there. Let's start with what you think creation is and how you think this experience is created. Because if you want to be a part of the creative process, it would serve you to understand it. It certainly would. So there is this idea in the mind that there's an external organization, some group or entity of higher beings or greater awareness that creates in this reality and asks you to be a pawn in their creation. And doesn't that take all the pressure off of you? Doesn't that take all the responsibility off of you? Doesn't that just give you the right to be victim to somebody else's creation, in your mind at least? So of course you can see where that idea of creation came from. And you can see how that understanding is serving humanity. So maybe we begin there. Maybe we begin with the idea of creation itself. Maybe we begin with the idea that it's time for each individual to recognize its collective evolutionary process. Maybe we can begin to see each other as a part of each other's experience, not as an annoyance, not as a nuisance, not an intrusion, not as an intrusion. But an intricate part of an exponentially effective creative process. Well, that shifts everything, doesn't it? When you look at that other that is challenging you, when you look at that one that is annoying you, when you look at that one that is stressing you, if you see them as this, if you see them as an important part of your growth process as a soul, well, then you're in the energy of the creative process. Then you are saying, I'm a part of this. I'm experiencing this for my growth. So there's something here for me to pay attention to. There's something here for me to work with for my benefit, which ultimately is the benefit of the one. Now, you don't need to fully grasp the concept to appreciate it. You don't need to fully be able to evidentially define this process scientifically. That's the idea of belief, dear friends. It is a power that exists inside of you that the mind can't contain. If you believe it in your heart, if you believe it with your knowingness, it is. Now, if you think it with your mind, it's conceptually possible. It's plausible. But until you bring it in and until you establish your beingness around the certainty of it, it cannot be. Now, we are all so certain about what we think we know, and we're all so certain about what we think we need to be human here in this time in history. So certain, aren't we? So certain that we have taken it on, taken it in, and created our reality around it. What if we began to shift that? What if we began to think in terms of our co-creative power? That the energy really has an effect on this reality, the energy that you are. The individual aspect of the one that you represent. You're a piece of a puzzle that is the entirety of the earth plane experience. Does that put things into perspective? Can you see that one tiny piece of a ginormous experiential process of spiritual growth and revelation? Yes, yes. Hold the concept. Try. Hold it in your mind. Make the effort. Oh, it offends. It offends the small-minded interpretation of who we are. It repulses the ego to hold such a concept. So if it's uncomfortable to you, look and see where and why. Look and see what it triggers. Look and see where your ego is unwilling to release and surrender to the divine part of who you are. Ask yourself why. Ask yourself why you deny the knowingness. Could it be that another's interpretation of your truth, your divinity, has so offended you intellectually that you have to dismiss the entire concept of this knowingness that exists inside of you? How does that serve you? Ask yourself. The mind can deny its divinity. Excuse me, its divinity. The mind can exist according to the external material definition. But the soul, it cannot deny its truth. It cannot dismiss its own potential and power. It owns its existence in every moment of this experience. And it is who you are, regardless of whether you will believe it or not. The soul that we speak of has no religious affiliation. Religion is for human beings. Soul is a term used in this human culture to try to confine and define the energy of the source of life that runs through us. So would you let a word offend you to the point of denying your truth? Even the staunchest atheist has experienced its own divinity. And in true recognition of the oneness, dismisses the irrelevant interpretations of others. The journey of the soul is an individual one that benefits a collective. It's such a wondrous concept and such a glorious opportunity to truly know the depths of our soulful potential in this physical environment. That is who you are. That is what we are. That is what we create here in this earth plane experience. There is nothing but experience. As you look around this world, as you look around your space, your environment, look and see what is man-made and what is born of the divine. Look and feel into the energy of the divine and into the energy of the man-made. And ask yourself, where does my soul feel comfortable? Where do I feel nurtured, nourished, sustained, inspired? Is it in the confines of the concrete walls we have created? Or is it when you step beyond them in the expanse of the truth of the limitless potential of who we are. For as you gaze upon nature in all of its glory, you see it. You see it in the beautiful skies that are painted every second of every day differently. You see it in the glorious uniqueness of the individual flowers in a field of flowers. You see it in the beautiful, intuitive ways the animal kingdom maneuvers this earth plane experience and follows its truth and is true to its own unique definition. It's all there for you. Where do you align? Where do you create from? The energy of the confines of the concrete jungle? Or through the connected nature of the true organic earth plane experience? When you feel confined, when you feel restricted, when you feel cut off and alone, we want you to hear that. When you feel alone and isolated in this human experience, you must remind yourself that nature is a part of you. And it's the part of this experience that was meant to remind you who you are. In its purity. In its innocent definition. In the connectedness of the flow of life in the nature kingdom. That is where you look to disconnect from these thoughts that keep you isolated. That is where you look to move beyond the concrete that denies you the support of the natural world. You've done this to yourselves, people. You've chosen the concrete jungle. You have chosen to disconnect from all that is here to support you. And you can just as well choose to re-engage, to reignite, to re-inspire, and to reconnect with the source of life that exists in all natural organisms. You are the creative process of life. Take that power and responsibility back. Take it seriously. Believe. Believe. Believe in the power of believing in the creative energy that runs through you. Believe in the effect of your beliefs on that creative energy. And believe, dear ones, that focusing on all that is real, that focusing on all that is true and natural, is how you begin to realign with the ultimate of creative energies, the unencumbered, the unrestricted divine life force that exists in you. Take that challenge, dear ones, to focus solely on the good in your experience, to focus on the potential available to the collective because of every individual's experience. It's important, dear ones, for you to focus there in these challenging times. If you can know there's a greater purpose unfolding here through these individual experiences that are challenging you. Then each soul is standing point now. Each soul is finding its way to its position in this transition that we are all a part of. So look at your loved ones. Look at your loved ones that are battling with health issues, that are deciding right now in this moment if this earth plane experience is really still for them. And embrace them. Hold them in the highest of energies. Hold them in a state of detachment. Do not attach to the outcome of their experience. Do not try in any way to manipulate their intention. Allow them to find their way to their truth. Allow them to convene with their higher self, with their soul, and determine the best course of action. There are many in this situation right now. And we want you all to know they are working in conjunction with the collective to assist this collective inclination to transition to a more peaceful and loving and united earth plane experience. And so each triggering in those that they are connected to, what the soul feels ignites a sense of purpose and a sense of self-realization. So be open to that journey in yourself because of the journey of another. And honor them for being that trigger for you. And understand that that's what we do for one another as souls. We open up and allow our experience to be aligned and directed by the benefit of the collective experience. And so the individual human being is baffled at what occurs in their life. But over the long term, the connected triggers and responses to these experiences shift our reality. So stay open to the possibility that each person in your life is trying now to find their way to their truth, including you. And that the experiential process of life is supporting you. No matter how dark it looks in this moment, no matter how challenging it feels in this moment, please hold the space. Please believe in the higher purpose of this human experience. Because that's where your truth is. That's where the love is. And that's where the light can come in. And that's what you're asking for. A little light in this world that feels so dark right now. A little love in this experience that feels so angry right now. And a little direction on this journey that feels so void of purpose in this moment. If you feel that sense of detachment, if you feel that sense of uncertainty or isolation, know that you are not alone. Know that this is a moment of transition for the collective. And understand what that means, dear ones. You understand it in terms of an individual losing their life, an individual leaving their body. You can see the transition, literally. You see them here in one moment, and you see the life force energy released from their body in another. Oh, it's such a different way of looking at it, isn't it? Other than thinking of it as an end. It is a shift in their conceptual reality, dear ones. And it is a shift in your conceptual reality. Because each person engaged in our physical world reality becomes a part of it, is a part of the creative process of the energy of your individual journey. Each person, as they shift their reality, shifts yours. To see the exploration of the soul as an individual, collective journey of self-exploration. An individual, collective, experiential process of self-awareness. Ponder that concept. Hold the space for the intellectual awareness to rise to this conceptual interpretation of life, because it is our truth. And we are transitioning. Oh, in the same way we would find love and compassion as a loved one faces their transition from the physical to the spiritual realm. We want you each to hold yourselves in that state of compassion. All those here in spirit, see those there in the physical, maneuvering through this earth plane experience, like blind mice. And here, knowing all along that the way to open the eyes is by looking at life through the soul, through the heart of compassion that defines the soul's inclination. Yes, dear ones, it is time to come to this realization. It is time to wake up to the truth of the divinity of humanity, so that humanity can begin to add some of that divinity to the earth plane experience. Join your physical world cohorts there in nature. Join the beautiful animals, insects, and birds. Join the elemental kingdom in adding your energy, your divinity, to the earth plane experience. Because can't you see that's what's missing? The animals hold true to their individual divine definitions. The birds, the insects, they all know the role they are here to play, innately, intuitively. They have the knowingness. They understand that their purpose is to follow the knowingness, to allow the knowingness to direct their experience. Ha, but we human beings, we're so smart. We know better. We know better than the divine creative force of this earth plane experience, right? We can figure it out logically. We can define it intellectually. We don't need the divine. Oh, at least that's what we've taught ourselves. At least that's what we've allowed ourselves to believe. Oh, we have overindulged the intellectual aspect of our humanness to the point of self-detriment. And now we're trying to intellectually figure out how to fix that. Yes, we do jest here in all seriousness. We feel the importance that the intellect hear this and integrate this awareness, that the intellect itself understand there's an expansive awareness available beyond the intellect. In the core of our beingness that comes through, the center of compassion in our heart. That is where our knowingness is. That is where our soul speaks to us. That is where the divine force of life guides us. And every time you dismiss or deny that sense of knowing, you turn your back on your own divinity and the divine support that is here for you, that knows where it is you are going. And the most supportive direction to get there. But it is up to you. Free will gives you the choice to deny your divinity. And humanity has perfected the art of that. And it is time to wake up and remember who we truly are and how we find our way back into the flow of the divine creative force of life that moves through each of us. It is always available in us. All it takes is a shift in the direction that we look for our answers. All it takes is a leap from the mind into the heart. A leap of faith. Oh, a leap of faith. That's what that is. It is a jump from the concrete reality of intellectual certainty to the ever-flowing, expansive awareness of our divinity. And it takes a belief. A belief in the power of faith. A belief in the power of the creative energy that we are. A belief in the awareness of the divine, of the direction of our soul. And a belief in our soul and in our connection to our soul. And in our ability to intuit that direction, to feel entitled to follow that direction. That is your way, dear ones, through the mucky waters that are leading into this new year. It is to move to a point of complete surrender to the soul, to exist in a state of complete abandon to the higher awareness of who you are. It is time, dear ones, to individually and collectively realize the power of belief, to jointly hold an intention for peace within our individual fields. Oh yes, how we all want to pray for peace in the world, for peace on earth, for peace for all man and humanity itself. Oh, dear ones, how can you give something you don't have? How can you offer a prayer of peace for the world when you find difficulty in finding the peace in you? You see, you're a thread in this collective tapestry. You're a drop in this ocean of awareness. You're a part of a collective experience. So be peace. Pray for your peace. Find your peace. Display your peace. Believe in your peace being the exact energy you can add to the collective experience. to hold the space for others to join you. Pray for yourself to be the peace that can ignite the desire in others to be peace. That, dear one, is the ripple you can individually create as a co-creative energy in this human experience. Are you beginning to see the bigger picture here? Are you allowing yourself to be a part of the co-creative process? Can you take this seriously? Can you see this as the purpose of your life? Or is that not enough for you? Is that not doing enough? Is that not establishing yourself according to the idea of accomplishment in your society? Make it enough. Make it enough in you. Believe it's enough. Believe it's enough to have an effect on future generations, to figure out how to be peace in this human experience now. Are you hearing that? Is anyone understanding that? If you figure it out, dear ones, individually, if you can attain that untouchable state of peace in you, well, then you help. I'm sorry. Then you hold the key. Then you are the key for future generations. Then you become the example that others most definitely want to follow. This is how you add your energy to the creative process of this human experience, this earth plane experience. I'm sorry, yes. This human aspect of this earth plane experience. For you see, so many of your cohorts here in this animated physical experience have already accomplished this. Oh. And what does humanity do? Well, they stir it up, don't they? They say, we are not in peace, so you may not live in peace. And they challenge the beautiful ones in nature. As you tear down their kingdoms and destroy their environments, they exist to find peace. They exist to be peace once again in this world. And do you know why? For you. Not only for you, as the ego would like to believe, but for this entire earth plane experience. They know their purpose. Their purpose is to find individually their most peaceful experience. That's what they seek out. Each animated living being on this earth has that same goal, that same sense of purpose. Oh yes, the human intellect would like to challenge that idea. But ultimately, that is the goal. Behind whatever creative manifestation comes to reality, or comes to into this physical reality as a result of that inspiration, that is the ultimate underlying energy of all purpose. To see if we could be peace here. To see if we could remember what true love feels like. And to allow it to flow through our individual experience and to add that to the collective experience. To know that true love is allowing oneself to feel entitled to take that journey to the most peaceful existence here in this earth plane experience. This is your time, dear ones. to look deeply into the heart of your awareness and see where it is directing you, and to allow yourself to feel entitled to follow that truth without allowing the overwhelming certainty of the egoic interpretation of your life as a human being to affect your ability to honor the truth of what you feel from within. Do not allow the ego to defend your right to live in a state of uncertainty, stress, doubt, and fear because of the way it is interpreting the experience you are moving through in the moment. Remind yourself, each individual is on their own individual journey. Each soul has an awareness beyond their physicality that is guiding this journey for the effect this journey will have on the collective experience. Please, dear souls, find peace in this truth. Allow yourself to detach from any sense of responsibility you have for another's journey. And know that your position is only to honor and support their individual inclinations, to assist them only when they are asking for it, and to serve them only when the inspiration comes from the center of compassion and not from the superficial interpretation of the intellect. You must begin to respond soulfully to one another, to honor the soulful journey, and to respect the ignorance of the intellect to the awareness of the One. All right, dude. All right, Dodie, are you there? Okay.
Here.
Okay.
All right. So it was so beautiful what came through. You know, there's a couple things that felt especially profound to me, and I think at this season, there's such a big soup of feelings going on. So many of us have so many deep feelings during this season in particular, and I think it, you know, I feel like maybe it's because we're all feeling, and so we're tapping into each other as well. But there's a, you know, even if you're in a house full of people, it seems like at this season you can have those moments, I know that I have on occasion, where you just feel this feeling of being homesick when you're already home, this feeling of longing. And I believe that that feeling is that nudge to reconnect with my soul, to reconnect with the divine, that no matter what else is happening, no matter how much company or how few people we have around us, there's still that feeling of needing to reconnect to our divine self, to our soulful self. And I think this was a really beautiful message of encouragement to go with that, to really reconnect, to know that no matter how many people are around you or how few, that connection we have to spirit, to ourselves, to each other, to that grand collective that we're a part of, that's the reality. That's the real eternal love that we're connecting to. And the peace that they offered us about nature, I think, I know for myself, when I get out in nature, I feel that connection so strongly. It's all the extraneous stuff seems to fall away, and as I you know, walk across some path in the woods, or climbing a mountain, or just sitting in the park, or even sitting in my backyard watching my dogs play, I feel reconnected to all that is. You know, just watching the birds at the feeder, just hearing bird song, just even feeling a breeze on my face seems to bring everything back into perspective for me. So I'm very grateful for that reminder from Spirit about how all of nature in concert is here to remind us of our divine self. And I just want to offer one more perspective, and that's, I think the piece that hit me the most out of everything that came through for me personally was that moment when Spirit reminded us, you know, find peace within first.
Yeah.
Find it within yourself. If you want to heal the world, heal yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's so many stories out there in life about, you know, the physician that's unhealthy in themselves that's healing others, or the psychiatrist that's helping everybody else with their issues and ignoring their own, or the, you know, those are all, you know, concrete world examples. But really, the true thing is, the best way that you can heal the world is to bring that beautiful peace into yourself, to really nurture it, to allow yourself that moment of healing, to allow yourself that time, and then work in a beautiful concentric circle from there outward.
Okay. Yeah, you triggered something here. Okay. I want to channel it just for a second.
Oh, please, yeah.
Okay. Absolutely, dear Dodie. This is a direction we hope people will begin to understand, especially those that are so intellectually inclined. You want to feel right now, if you are one of those that is feeling resistance to this airy-fairy interpretation of life. There is such a sense of that in so many of you that you want to dismiss this and say, ah, this is too far out there. This is too naive. This is too unrealistic and impractical. This can never work in my reality. This isn't how my world works. Feel that. If you're hearing these ideas in your mind, if you are ready to turn around and dismiss this call as nonsense and impractical and non-applicable in your experience, stop. Pay attention. Pay attention to the idea that these concepts were just pulled from your mind, that your higher self wanted us to bring this to your attention. How easy it is for the intellectual aspect of you to dismiss this as unrealistic so it doesn't affect your reality that it maintains control of. Can you honor that process that you are now in the midst of as you're experiencing the intellectual resistance? Ask yourself why it is you must conform, why it is you must give in to that practical interpretation of you when you have experienced the divine in your life, whether it be in the way you wanted to or not. Ask yourself how you benefit from denying your divinity. Ask yourself why the intellect wants you to. Ask yourself if you are brave enough to overcome the fear of your true, expansive, divine potential. Because that's what it is. The intellect can maintain control over the reality it creates, but not over the reality the divine creates. And the divine is creating in every moment. Which is why the intellectually inclined, egoically defined human beings are feeling frustrated in this moment, because the divine is surfacing now without inhibition, with a sense of purpose in reaching those that are denying their truth. So I'll give it to you clearly. Your soul is knocking on your door. And no matter how much the intellectual aspect of you would like to believe that pretending it doesn't hear it, or pretending it doesn't feel that nudge, that knock, that push, will not dismiss it, will not make it disappear, will not make it go away, will only increase the soul's resolve to reach the human being. Yes, dear ones, we are at this time in history. And no, it does not matter what religious affiliation you are involved with. It does not make a difference how you find the time to connect with your soul. No one is judging that, only the human, to keep you from even trying. Don't go to church. Nobody's asking you to. Sit with yourself, detach from your thoughts, and hear your soul. Allow that spiritual energy into your reality and see what direction it pushes you in. And allow yourself to believe that that's the direction that will serve you, the soul that you are, the one that you're a part of, in a way that your humanness could not have possibly conceived of. Notice your resistance, dear ones. It is your greatest teacher. All right, dude.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
That was really great. It really was. I'm always amazed by what comes through with Spirit, Lorena. Thank you so much for being the pure channel that you are. And thank you, Spirit, for always giving us some great inspiration and then a wake-up call, which is really, really good. Appreciate that. You know, no matter how you find yourself moving into the season, no matter what your particular culture, how they celebrate, or if you celebrate, whether you're surrounded by everybody or you're spending some peaceful or quiet or solitary time, it's a beautiful time to take some few minutes, and just sit in a chair, sit on the floor, sit up in bed, and breathe, follow your breath, quiet your mind just a little bit, and give yourself that gift of the infinite, because that is really what you carry. It's what each of us are. We really are infinite, having this big human experience, so we can share it with each other. But your soul is always present and waiting for you to acknowledge it. We will be gathering on January 1st, 2016 at 1 o'clock to have another beautiful channel with Laura, and I hope you'll all join us, and I hope you'll tell others to join in and find some inspiration. Please also, if you happen on this channel, share it with somebody else. Put it on your Facebook. Share it. Let somebody else be inspired as well. That's a great way to spread the love. Laura?
Okay. Thank you, Dodie. Thank you so much. Thank you for the meditation and for prompting this channel, I have to say. You really did inspire me to do this, and I'm really glad we did. So we will join again January 1st at 1 o'clock. I'm excited. We'll see you then.
Yeah. Great blessings to everyone. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, be peace.